Hey, welcome back. Now we're back to our episode on Out of the Tower. Dr. George Robinson is here to talk to us a bit. So, George, what do you have for us this week?
Yeah, so this season we've been talking through the core missionary task, entry, evangelism, disciple-making, gathering together, developing leaders, partnership, and exit. And so over the last several segments, we talked through entry strategies and evangelism strategies, but we're going to make the turn here to what do you teach a brand new believer? What is a good entry disciple-making strategy?
Great. Let's talk about that.
And so what we use is a tool called the 411. I don't know if you remember when we were younger, a lot of millennials may not, this is not going to connect with you, but when we were younger, if you didn't know the phone number for something, you know, you want to order pizza, you didn't have a phone book, you would dial
411
and they would say, information.
Can I help you? And you say, can I get the number for Domino's Pizza?
That's all right. That's right. And so the 411 as a disciple-making strategy, it's just a simple tool that you can use a single sheet of paper, fold it in half, and that makes four panels on that sheet of paper. And each of those four panels, you're going to ask a different question. The first panel is going to be, why should I share my faith?
Okay.
So with a brand new believer, right away, if you've trusted Christ, then you need to know what that means. What are the implications? So why should I share? We take them to 2 Corinthians 5:17-21, and in that passage, what they're going to see is they've got a dual identity. Mm-hmm. If a person is in Christ, they are a
new creation.
A new creation, exactly. So that's one aspect of your identity that gives you the opportunity to disciple them in the area of abiding with Christ, right?
Yeah.
And what it looks like to cultivate the inner life in your relationship with Christ. Mm-hmm. Put off those things that are old. Put on the new. And so the second aspect of identity surfaces in the latter part of that passage where Paul says that you're not only a new creation in Christ, you're also an
ambassador
for Christ, right? And so for a brand new believer to understand that they're a new creation and an ambassador, and then I work through Matthew 28:18-20 and say, here's what an ambassador's job description is, right? It's to go, to make disciples, and to baptize and teach obedience to all things. And you recognize you're doing it under the authority of your leader who sent you, and that his power is always and his presence is always with you. So why should we share? It's because you're a new creation in Christ and you're an ambassador for Christ. Mm. You turn that page over, and on the back of that, you ask the second question. Okay, if I'm an ambassador for Christ, then who do I share with?
Mm.
Well, that's when you bring in your entry strategy and you help them to map their circle of influence, map their oikos. Who do I share with? I put their name right in the middle and say, okay, tell me somebody who's near to you but far from God, where you live, where you work, where you play, and help them to map out their circle of influence and then to begin to pray on a regular basis. And I actually offer to go with them. In order to help them to share what God has done in their life, that they're a new creation in Christ. The third panel on that piece of paper, so you've got on the front, why should I share? On the inside, who should I share with? On the opposite side of that page, what do I say?
Mm.
Well, that brings in our evangelism strategy.
15 seconds.
You share your story in 15 seconds, and you share God's story.
Mm.
And we train them using the three circles gospel conversation tool. So share your story and share God's story, work through that. And then finally, you flip that piece of paper over and say, okay, all of these things are good, but when are we going to do it?
Mm.
And so we actually schedule out, when are we going to pray?
Mm.
When are we going to care for these people who are far from God but near to you? And when are we going to share with them?
Mm.
And put that on a plan where now there's an expectation, okay, within the next week, I'm going to go with you. We're going to pray every day for Joe, who works with you.
Right.
And then sometime in the next week, I'm going to go with you to help you to share your story and God's story with Joe. And so just a very simple tool that answers basic questions that will help leverage a brand new believer to not only be a disciple of Jesus, but to become a disciple maker.
That's great. And so you do this, so you lead somebody to faith in Christ, or you meet somebody who says, I just became a believer, would somebody mentor me or disciple me? and you just start, hey, let me show this piece of paper. This is a great place to begin.
Yeah. So I want you to know what it means for you to be a follower of Jesus. Mm-hmm. So you think about Jesus. He started his ministry by saying, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. So follow and fish.
Yep.
John documents and he talks about abide and bear fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Paul talks about it, and he says, new creation ambassador. So this dual identity is all the way through the New Testament. But unfortunately, most disciple-making plans that people have used just focus on the new creation aspect, not on being an ambassador for Christ. So the quicker you can get a new believer sharing their faith, the more likely they are to be a lifelong disciple-maker.
That's great. Great plan. Thank you so much for talking to us about that.
Absolutely. It's the 411.
Amen.